Again, welcome to worship tonight. My name is Eric Holland. I'm the pastor here at Holden. And for worship tonight, we will be singing Vespers 86 by Marty Haugen, known to many around the church as Holden Evening Prayer, a setting of the traditional evening prayer texts, a prayer as the sun sets and we sing our prayer to God and to Christ Jesus, whose light shines even in our midst, even as the sun goes down. We'll follow the service straight through a couple of announcements before we begin. You will be invited to stand at a couple of points during the service. You can simply watch for that invitation. On pages 4 and 5, you'll notice that the psalm, the evening psalm, Psalm 141, divides into two parts. And we'll do that very simply tonight by high voices and low voices. So if you sing the higher octave, you'll sing part 1 with Mary, our cantor tonight. If you sing the lower octave, you'll sing beginning with part 2. Near the end of the service, we'll all be invited to pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. There is a version printed in your worship folder. Know, however, that you're invited to pray that prayer in whichever language or version you know best, whichever is deepest in your own memory. And so we'll pray that differently even as we pray it together. And then we'll all join in singing that final benediction together. Once again, welcome to worship. We'll take just a few moments of silence and then you'll be invited to stand and we will sing our prayer to God in Christ Jesus this night.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world. Stay with us now, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness. Blessed are you, creation.
Our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives. Amen.
A reading from Genesis. And God said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall give rise to nations. Kings of people shall come from her." Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed. And he said to himself, "Can a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Can Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?" Later, the Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. They said to him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "There, in the tent." Then one said, "I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. It had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I have grown old and my husband is old, shall I have pleasure?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old?' Is anything too wonderful for the Lord?" The Lord dealt with Sarah as the Lord had said, and God did for Sarah as God had promised. Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to his son, whom Sarah bore him. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Now Sarah said, God has brought laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh with me. And she said, who would ever have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. Word of God, word of life. Some comments by Frederick Buechner. Quantitatively speaking, you don't find all that much laughter in the Bible, but qualitatively, there's nothing quite like it to be found anywhere else. There are a couple of chapters in the book of Genesis that positively shake with it. Sarah was never going to see 90 again, and Abraham had already hit 100. And when the angel told them that the stork was on his way at last, they both of them almost collapsed. Abraham laughed till he fell on his face, and Sarah stood cackling behind the tent door so the angel wouldn't think she was being rude as tears streamed down her cheeks. When the baby finally came, they even called him Laughter, which is what Isaac means in Hebrew, because obviously no other name would do. Sarah and her husband had plenty of hard knocks in their time, and there were plenty more to come. But at that moment, when the angel told them they'd better start dipping into their old age pensions for cash to build a nursery, the reason they laughed was that it suddenly dawned on them that the wildest dreams they'd ever had hadn't been wild enough.
The light shines in the darkness.
An angel went from God to a town. Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is.
great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Abba, in heaven, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from time to trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, power, and glory are yours.
Let us bless our God.
Go in peace.